I mean, there's a bunch of appraisals downstairs, but you guys rock.
Thank you. I'm getting a taco tattoo next.
For real?
Oh, maybe.
Okay, we gotta go. Adios.
We are back. The hits keep rolling. We're here live. We're in Las Vegas. We're here for NBA Annual. We're talking to movers and shakers, industry thought leaders, and we've got an incredible guest for you. Charlie Johnson, welcome, my friend. We're so glad to have you join us.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. It is good afternoon here in Las Vegas. Thank you for joining us. My fancy guest, Charlie Johnson with Nationwide Property and Appraisal. He's also our sponsor. Thank you, homie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Michael and I have been up here the entire time on the 60, what floor we're on, Michael? I don't know. The 68th floor, but what's the vibe downstairs?
Man, up here with the air is crisp. It's very nice. I like it. I mean, the security guards got it pretty locked down, though. So
really?
If you don't have a badge, you're in trouble.
You're not a, what did they call it, a lobby rat? Someone called it a lobby rat.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with being a lobby rat. I pulled that card this year. Sometimes you got to do it, and
yes,
it's okay.
We get it.
But it's all good vibes, and there's a lot of good energy down there. This is the one show every year that I feel like you have to be there, right? You have to be present. You have to, you know, we work with so many great lenders that are here at the NBA, whether they're exhibiting, sponsoring, or just sitting in the lobby,
right?
Just shaking hands and seeing who they can see. I think it's a great way to end the year, right? Thanking everybody for the great partnerships that we've had throughout the year. And then how can we help them grow as a true partner, right? Together.
Right.
And where can we help with their own initiatives? Like, that's always something that we're trying to push forward in this space, especially for NBA.
Tell me what's new at Nationwide. What's going on? What are you guys most focused on?
Oh, great question. Yeah, so how we're looking at the future for us is we're continuing to grow just organically, which is great for our company of our size at this point, but also looking at how can we help this industry continue to grow. We're hoping just to be able to supply just a little bit of that leveling up, if you will, for the industry. This year, we're not stopping, I guess is the best way to put it, right? So a lot of times you'll get to Q4 and it's like, all right, let's put the brakes on. Let's kind of relook at what we did through the year. Right now we are full head steam, right?
Okay.
And that's the message that we're trying to get out to our teams, to our partners. Like, look, the business isn't stopping. The rates are getting a little bit better, helping some people out. So we fully anticipate to continue to have better months, year over year, as we have already, and keeping the team pushing forward, which has been the number one thing. It's a little different of a vibe, right? Normally, like I said, they hit November and they're like, okay, it's holiday time. I'm not ready to shut it down, but no. So, and then looking at 26, we are continuing to grow with our new acquisition out in California with US Res. Props to those guys. They do a great job on the REO and default side.
Cool.
So it's a new kind of animal for us. With that, we're bringing in some new technology opportunities, getting behind some new products as well that yours truly has been helpful with.
Fancy, Mr. Johnson.
So I don't just wear a nice little fancy lapel pin. I got some other stuff going on.
Yeah. What else?
What else do we got? Value Nation, right?
Yeah, the podcast.
We're ticking and talking. IG is probably where I live. But yes, and wherever you listen to your podcast, you know, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff.
How do you like that podcast life?
Okay, so it's taking a little while. It's very hard. You and Michael do a fantastic job of putting content out there regularly.
Thank you.
And I have another job, so it's very it's very hard to prioritize. Yeah, so I do love it. I'm trying to get more involved, more guests, getting more content out there, as you coach me on. Little 5-minute videos out a couple times a week. It makes a big difference in viewers.
It does.
I'm loving it, though. I get to sit down and have great conversations with industry people.
I remember I've been on the podcast and we had one of the most realest conversation. I think we should do a part two to that, because that was one of the most realest conversations you ever have. And the thing is, you look super comfortable. Like, you're vibing. You guys do well. But it's important to stay top of mind, to stay visible if you're trying to take over the AMC space, man. Come
100%.
On. Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's a bunch of appraisals downstairs, but you guys rock.
Thank you. I'm getting a taco tattoo next.
For real?
Oh, maybe.
Okay, we gotta go. Adios.
And thank you again for this opportunity, for the sponsorship, being out here in Vegas, which, you know, for, I don't know about you, but I can only spend about 2 or 3 days out here, and I gotta get home.
If people want to find out more about all the cool stuff that Nationwide is doing, if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way that they could do that?
Best way to do that is you can check us out at www.nationwideamc.com. We have a great amount of information on what we're providing to different lenders, different parts of the industry. You can also check out our Value Nation podcast. So shameless plug, and that'd be the easiest way. I mean, everybody goes to the website. We have social media, of course, as well, but check us out.
I love it. Check out the podcast. Charlie, thank you again for being a wonderful sponsor and a Notre Dame fan. So go Irish.
Go Irish.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, NBA annual.